What up, y'all? This is your boy, Westside Willie, pilot of the Bebop, coming in. I'm just letting y'all know that we will be departing from Detroit very shortly. So everybody get in their seats, sit down, relax, and if there's any thickums on this flight, you're invited to the cockpit.
Bebop, got it on lock. Check your wristwatch. Tick-tock, time for lift off. You hear the stars calling. Baby, come and hold me tight, because the sky's falling in deep space, writing these jams. All I need is Jordan. Don't look back. It's a price on your head. And they'll double that pay if you alive, not dead. These cats is new to these scenes and new to these walls. And when the shots start firing, they start to look for the duck. Baby, don't get too close. I'm a cowboy. Wake up and see that I'm gone. I'm where the stars gone. One thing I can say about life is that it's not born. And one thing I can say about us, we'll never stop hunting. I'm with my day ones, double shot, messing with my third eye. Brody wanna tag along, well, we need a fourth mic. I plead the fifth. Fans start catching up in space so long, I'm getting used to us suiting up. I'm with my day ones, double shot, messing with my third eye. Brody wanna tag along, well, we need a fourth mic. I plead the fifth. If the fans start catching up in space so long, I'm getting used to us suiting up.
And mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Bebop boys back. Welcome back to the Bebop podcast, where we talk about anime, movies, comic books, all types of fly shit. Episode 45. Fellas, what's up, man? How y'all been? Y'all been good?
Yes, we're on episode 45.
I've been good. We've been good.
Yeah, sure, man. I don't know, man. Like, pre-pod got a little turnt this morning.
I can't look at Jaleer.
That's
no,
cool.
No, you can't.
But I'm looking at him anyway.
That's crazy. No,
I'm the Judas to his Jesus.
Basically.
I'm the rose to his Jack.
Yo, he betrayed me at the Last Supper.
He betrayed you, bro? What happened? Betrayed.
20 silver.
You know, when you just assume something.
What you assume?
When you just assume something.
Yeah. What happens when you assume?
For years.
What happens when you assume?
It's just, hey, when you assume stuff, sometimes you fall flat on your face. That's what you get for putting your heart out there.
Damn.
It's not the saying, and that's not put your heart out there at all.
I didn't.
You saying
I put
saying.
My cash out there. That's my heart.
What cash? You didn't send me any money.
Who are we supposed to send it to?
I don't know.
We do send West the cash.
We do after this, yeah.
Yeah, what's the he don't want to get paid for this.
We do after this.
Is this an internship?
How's y'all week, man? Solid?
Weekend was very good.
Weekend.
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 Very good.
The weekend is very good.
Yeah.
I like listening to Don FM.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
no,
yeah.
Don FM is, we got, well.
Who is we?
We got that on vinyl, but.
Who is we? Ain't no we.
I got that
you
on
know
vinyl.
No we, you
the fuck? I got that on vinyl.
We
I got that
we.
Limited special edition, boy.
We know it's not we. It's
no,
we.
Jaleer don't. He has to learn the hard way.
I got the ticket, so it's all good. Nah. What did I do over the week? I spent some time with my me and my girl chill, and some family stuff, but nothing significant.
Okay, yeah. That was solid. What about you, bro?
I went to work and then I did Uber Eats after work. That was it. That's all I did.
Huh? That was it, huh?
That's literally yeah. What?
Huh.
I don't remember Sunday too well.
Sunday.
What?
Probably did drugs.
Sunday Funday.
I didn't
did
do
drugs.
No, I never. That's the problem. I think that's the problem. Did. I don't remember Sunday. Mm. Nah. I went to work. I got off at 5. I was gonna do Uber Eats, but I was like, I've already done this enough. Oh, then I went to Chili's.
The Met Gala was Sunday.
Hi, welcome to Chili's. I went to Chili's.
What you get from Chili's?
Yeah.
Oh, I got the Buffalo Ranch chicken sandwich. I got the fried mozzarella is good as fuck. They give you like 3 giant fucking fried mozzarella.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I got the fully loaded potato soup. I forgot to tell them to take the little scallions out of that bitch, though.
You don't like the scallions?
Fuck no. I hate onions in every form.
Ah, that's
so
crazy,
fucking disgusting, man.
Damn, bro.
It's like eating.
You just starve?
It's like eating crunchy parts of like toothpaste.
Ugh.
Anyway,
I leave your toothpaste out.
I eat my toothpaste off the ground. So I went to Chili's, and then I came home, and I didn't do anything after that. Oh, I watched Ted Lasso. I had to catch
that,
up on my
That episode. Season 3 is not done yet, is it?
No, but it is so fucking good.
I'm waiting for it to be
That is some of the best television I've ever seen in my entire life.
Damn, dude.
The newest one? The one that came out today? Mm. No. No. Not tonight. Not today. I would probably watch it tomorrow.
It's a movie on Amazon.
No,
Amazon.
Maybe not.
Apple. It's a movie on Apple that I want to watch. What's that? Ghosted with Chris Evans?
Oh, that shit looked garbage.
It looked good.
To who?
To me.
Oh, says the blind man.
That's a racist joke.
That's strike two. Ghosted looks trash. First of all, who in their right mind would ghost Chris Evans?
I thought it was the other way around.
No, he got ghosted.
Is he got ghosted?
And then also, even if it's the other way around, who would ghost Anna Day, whatever the fuck her full name is?
You wouldn't know her name.
No, but I wouldn't ghost her.
I don't know who that is either. Who is she?
She's an actress.
Obviously. What has she acted in? Is she like a...
She was in that Knock Knock movie with Keanu Reeves. Oh, really hell no. Shitty.
Yeah, that's why you got a ghoster. That shitty ass movie.
He's the one who got ghosted.
He don't got no shit. Oh, well, he do got shitty movies. I'm not saying that.
Chris Evans?
Yeah.
What ones? Except Push. For...
Push was kind of straight, yeah, bro.
Push was kind of shitty. I walked out of the dollar show for that shit.
Because you can afford to walk out of that dollar. One. You can afford to walk out of that one.
Yeah, now I afforded to walk out. That was Silver Cinema
over at Macomb.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Macomb.
Yeah, that was Macomb.
I've never walked out of a movie.
Ghosted is a rom-com?
Ghosted is a rom-com, and it just looks, it's like.
The little freaky chick.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. She
from
fired.
That movie you
like. She fired. Yeah,
Deep Water.
Yeah, that little, yeah, that little.
Oh, she was in Deep Water? I thought he was talking about Knock Knock. Cause
nah,
she was in Deep Dive she was on Knock Knock.
She was in Knock Knock.
Yeah.
Oh, and Deep Water. Straight, man. I don't know.
They were in, she was in The Gray Man.
Yeah, she was in The Gray Man, too.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So it's that chick. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The little, like, European. Yeah. She got a really, like, Eurocentric look.
Eurocentric look.
That's what I call it.
I've never heard that word before.
I made it up.
He did. He did. I've never seen it.
I'm revolutionary, bro. I'm a visionary.
Yeah.
Breaking glass.
See? Yeah, yeah. Breaking glass. That's what revolutionaries do when they discover land.
I thought
they break glass and give quilts out with smallpox on them.
I was about to say, when they discover land, they usually just take it.
They usually take it. And
they usually go, they gave it to us.
Oh, we found this.
And then you find out years later, like, nope.
They did not give it to us. The bodies behind the bushes. Go ahead, ignore that. Get the body out the frame.
Look what I found.
My week was straight.
My bad. Oh,
no,
shit.
It's cool. Yeah, it's cool. I worked. It's all right. My week was solid, bro. I went to work, you know. And,
it's good. Oh, yeah. I did see on your story that, you know, that y'all made a big, like, was it tray or platter or something?
Yeah, bro. It was for, like, our Detroit and some other shit. And then we had, like, an event for Rolex.
Shout out to Rolex.
Oh, shit. And everybody got a Rolly.
I wish.
Oh,
I'd have that bitch on right now. Like, fuck.
Exactly.
That'd be lit. I ain't got nothing on right now.
I just got.
No, he just got Guardians tickets.
A tattoo. He's got Guardians tickets. Let's put it out there, bro, because I'm tired of this shit, dog. I've been hearing about this since I walked in here, dog. What happened, bro? So, look, I'm already knew about it. But I'm going to update the boppers. I didn't know it was a movie, dog. All right, so we're going to figure out who in the wrong, right? So, we're going to play court for a second, right? So, all right,
go ahead.
So, Nick gets invited to a movie. Mm-hmm. It happens to be Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
Happens to be.
You know what I'm saying?
You know.
And
so
Lear,
be it.
And Lear tight, you know what I'm saying? Understandably, uh-huh. You know, because as a group, you know, compadres, we go watch the movie as a unit.
Yeah.
So, y'all can get y'all shit off now.
Okay. Nick, do you want to start off or you want me to start off?
My girl invited me to go see it. That's all I got to say.
That's all
and,
he has. That's
and
all he
no has one has said anything in the group chat about going to see it in any group chat.
No, that's right. You're right.
So I was
You're
like,
right.
Dang, I guess none of the homies want to go now.
Okay. All right. So the last four Marvel movies we've seen, nobody has ever put anything in the group chat.
We ordered them.
No, we don't.
Marty, did you order the last tickets?
No, we just showed up.
No. You talking about the MJR joint?
Yeah.
I did order the last tickets.
He always does. Yeah. It's either me or Marty.
That was
we never just showed up.
That was Shazam. It was Shazam.
We never.
That wasn't a Marvel movie.
But look, see now, I gotta play devil advocate.
Let
hold
me get
up,
in here, let
look,
me get
no,
in here.
You're not gonna like this.
I'm not gonna like this.
You're not gonna like it. So last week I did say, oh, let's go watch the movie, right? You know what I'm saying? Forecasting, and you had already accepted the date.
I did. It was, but
he didn't tell. No, he
did. I told Marty. You were here.
No, you told me that it was a thing. I didn't know what it was. I'm like, you got a date? He's like, yeah. I'm like, all right, bet. Yeah, we just do it after. He's like, all right. I'm like, you know what? Don't worry.
Right.
No, listen, check me out, though. In his defense, I did say, hey, we can just go separate. It's cool. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to go super late.
Mm-hmm.
So I did say that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So and again, you were sitting right there. So you knew about this if you would have listened to me for once, but you never listened to me.
Bro, that is
it's because I'm white.
Big lie. I listen to all white people. My producer is white. 90% of my engineers are white.
That's racist. You got to get some black engineers.
Wait, hold on. I'm not about to shit on black engineers, but
you know,
y'all can hear something that y'all can hear something in the mix that we can't.
Yeah, you know, 40.
You're like, yo, yeah. There, yeah, take that out. Just take that out. We only got to redo it at all. I'm like, all right, shit, cool. Gage, we good. Shout out to Gage.
Yeah, I'm like, shout out to Gage, bro. Indeed. Shout out to Gage, man.
So, but yeah, so
she invited me before anyone else did.
Mm-hmm. That was thoughtful.
So I said, yeah. Mm. And it was thoughtful. It was very sweet of her.
Did she listen to the pod?
She does.
All right, okay. So yeah, shout out to Nick's Amber. Lady. Shout out to Amber.
Oh, I know shit. We name dropping on. Okay, this is a name drop. Serious.
All right. Let's move on. All right. So anyway, Guardians 3. What
are no,
we
no, 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 no. I ain't done with my case. Hold on. Bring the book out. Bring the evidence.
Chuck's already in jail.
So we got a classic case of bros over hoes. So let's figure this out. What?
Hold on.
That's filled with candles. Don't drop the candles.
First off, Nick. We have seen Phase 3 and 4 together. And started 5 together. And some of the shows.
So what Lear is saying is that he would have liked when you got the invite that you said, you know what, I usually go see you with the homies and shit. You know, let me tap in with the bros.
Fuck
and
we y'all. I would have accepted that.
And we can all go see it together.
Word.
And what Nick wants you to say is like, hey, man, you know.
No, I'm going to show up in that movie theater. No, I'm a stand up.
He said, y'all got lady friends and things, you know, nature, you feel me? Y'all know, you know, I got a new thing
and
going
on. And I bring
on.
My girl with us. I drag her ass along.
But we,
you coming with me, Nick, Kyle. You're going to sit there, watch us eat.
This sounds terrible.
She loves it. What are you talking about?
But we
the way you're explaining it sounds terrible.
Oh, because I got to add dramatic effect to it. Okay. Like, sound if I said it like, yo, she said, yo, don't go to the movies with your friends anymore. Don't go to the movies with your friend. No,
but she did get upset about Nick and you, with the innuendos.
I don't care. I know Nick longer than her, so it doesn't matter. But,
remember
but
how she was looking
just
at Nick at the con.
She
was looking at him crazy as hell at the con.
Yo, she was yo, he even look at my mask. I might swing on him.
So she was hostile.
She was a little tight. She was.
You know, but we were understanding. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean, in the beginning, and now we rocking and shit. So Nick asked her for the same thing.
And we got a con coming up.
Yeah. Are we gonna see Amber?
Yeah, she said she'll go. Wait, what day are we going?
The 20th, probably.
Because I'm gonna go the Saturday and Sunday.
He usually goes Saturday and Sunday.
I'm probably gonna I'm gonna do the 20th, and we can shoot on the 20th just because
that'd be Saturday.
Yeah. But I gotta go to a graduation from 12:45 to 1.
Congratulations to her.
Congratulations.
No, it's my nephew.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, shout out to the nephew, dog. But like after that, I'm there. I know y'all want to go earlier and shit, but it's gonna be like,
I mean, I'll be there regardless the whole day, probably.
Okay, and then we can.
She will be there for Saturday.
Mm-hmm. She'll be there for Saturday.
Yep.
Oh, we get to meet her at the con, man. Shout out to Amber.
Yep.
Okay, man. Newest addition to the squad.
Yep.
Ish. Boppers.
Yep. For sure.
I'm down with it.
We got Wes. Me and Wes got to go on our adventures.
And get some new video.
For the new intro.
For the new intro.
For next year.
Oh, yeah.
For next year's intro. We should do a different intro for every year.
I like that.
Because we're going to be doing this forever till we die, and Wes, you're going to join us.
That'd be lit too.
Okay.
Not only if it's quality though. Only you know what I mean. I'm the misogynistic one of the crew. I don't care.
I meant to tell you, Wes, that I have been getting a lot of compliments, like just on that intro. Like,
yeah,
a couple people have just been just watching the intro. I'm like, yo, watch the whole fucking episode. They're like, yo, no, this intro.
Yeah, Boudreaux made a comment about the intro when I was on the phone him on Sunday.
Yeah, so
I was
thank you, Wes.
How you feel about the pod?
He said, oh, he watched the whole thing. Okay. He watched the whole thing, and he called me. Because I said, Boudreaux, if you're listening, call us.
Oh, yeah.
Shit. That's
and
hard.
He called me, and he was like, hey, you told me to call you. I'm like, I didn't tell you to call me for shit.
Like on the pod.
And
though.
He was like, I'm watching the pod episode right now, and you said, if you're listening, call me. And I was like, oh, no, that makes sense.
Yo, people do tell me, like, yo, you said this on the pod, so you mean that? Like,
I meant it. Boudreaux called me. I answered and I talked to him. So, he was talking about the intro and shit like that. That shit was lit.
Shout out, Boudreaux.
And just the whole shit, all the setup and everything. So, yeah, shout out to Boudreaux indeed. I don't know what state he's in right now.
Oh, he's still he on the road. Oh, shit, we're shooting with him. Oh, fuck. I got to talk to Suge Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when he get the beat ups in, we'll talk to him.
That's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So, Guardians 3, y'all excited?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you? How excited?
I'm pretty excited.
Am I going to get like a secondhand cry? I'm gonna get the hand-me-down cry.
At least I'm gonna warn you beforehand.
If you warn me beforehand, I'm gonna kick your ass.
Get ready
in the movie theater.
I'm gonna warn him. Get ready.
No, nah. We gonna fight in the movie theater if you warn me. Don't
ruin. We gonna be like Adam Warlock and fucking Star Lord.
He gonna be like, yo, by the way, just so you know, get ready.
Rocket's about to die.
But yo. I was listening to the. Did you hear the reviews about it yet?
I heard spoiler free reviews, but I've been trying to avoid them. They've been kind of cool with like the non spoilers lately, but anytime on Twitter you can see some shit.
Like, you know I don't care about spoilers.
I know.
You know I don't care.
I'll
take
mad.
Them bitches. I was about to say some shit.
See, he's about to get us.
He's about to get us in a different category.
what's new? What it was?
We was about to be in Ferndale. But no, I don't care about spoilers. I don't care about spoilers.
Man, you the spoiler. No, I know you. Yes, you do.
No,
you,
I take the spoilers.
You love the spoilers.
Yeah, I love spoilers.
All right, cool.
I love being spoiled.
Like getting tickets bought for you.
Yeah, that's different though. Because Ted Lasso is an emotional roller coaster, and I don't want that spoiled for me. Oh, shit. Not an emotional roller coaster, and that's what Ted Lasso is. The last episode I watched, I fucking cried at the end.
That's how I feel about Dave.
Dave? That, you cried at the Rick Roth episode? That shit was funny.
Did you watch that the new one with Gator?
Then they went to the Christian people house.
Yeah, he started crying and shit.
Yo, yeah. No, Gator's like probably the best.
Yeah, I think he's the best actor on that bitch, bro. He's getting this shit off. We doing that shit again, though. My bad. We can talk about that. Let's talk about Dave later. We talk about Dave later. Yeah, but no, we still talking about Guardians 3.
I'm hyped up for it. I'm hyped up. I've seen spoiler free reviews though too, and everyone was saying it was like really good. It was real good emotional ending to a trilogy, and people are putting up there with probably the best trilogy in all time.
Oh shit!
Just comic book movies, but of
so
all
fuck
time.
Lord of the Rings, huh?
No, people usually have that as their number one. I don't understand why.
Lord of
the
Rings,
because
Lord of the Rings is the sweetest shit of all time. Paul.
Yeah, for sure. If you're like to be bored,
yeah.
If you really like to just go
fire ass nap,
literally has
ass nap.
I hope they have California fires in Lord of the Rings.
I'm putting How to Train Your Dragon trilogy over.
Way over.
Lord of the Rings.
Yo, How to Train Your Dragon didn't win a single award.
And yet it touched thousands, millions, trillions of hearts.
With consent? Yes, with consent.
Lord of the Rings, how long did it take them to get out of the woods? A whole movie.
Hold on.
9/11. It's loosely based off of Lord of the Rings.
Here we go. What?
Two Towers?
Got canceled.
No.
And then George Bush, Return of the King.
Yo, sometimes world tragedies.
So 9/11 is loosely based off of Lord of the Rings.
We are definitely not doing a sniff of this.
He don't know that.
I just said 9/11 is loosely based off of it. So it means clearly they read the books and like, we can do this.
So you think they was reading Lord of the Rings books to hijack planes?
Did they not ride those eagle bird thingies?
Never.
Did they not ride dragons? How to Train Your Dragon?
Don't twist this to not. How to Train Your Dragon is fucking amazing.
Lord of the Rings is amazing. Stop playing. It's the first movie made more than all of How to Train Your Dragon, and I'm gonna stand on that.
You can make all you want, but when the same boring person goes to see the movie 1,000 times,
and then they'll be like, yo, this shit fire. And they keep releasing extended versions.
The people who have that as their favorite movie have tan as their favorite color.
Oh, no. The people who have that as their favorite movie don't betray their friends. Don't betray their friends, huh?
Says the guy who doesn't show up.
I'm on the pod. I show up.
To this.
Show up to what? Y'all are out of. We was talking to Guardians.
I'm super hyped up for it.
I feel like I'm immediate.
And one of them, or probably two of them, go. Wonder how that happens.
Huh.
I hope Lear never get cheated on, dog.
Yo, I've been cheated on multiple times.
It's showing.
Yeah, see? You're bringing up my PTSD. So I'm the last one. I'm the last one in the room to know. Everybody in the room know. Yeah. So Nick, he going. You betray West too. Wow,
man. Look how he's handling it just fine.
But that's how West swag is. He's more a reserved person. Yeah. I wear my heart on my sleeve.
I wear my emotions on my sleeve.
So do I.
I'll die for this
exactly.
shit.
Yo, why your heart look like that?
This is a human heart. This isn't like a regular. This is like a human one.
Like a dragon fruit.
It was free.
He got passion fruit on this. Yo.
Hey, time out. Chrissy the Butcher did this, all right?
Shout out
to Chrissy. She did my ring right here, bro.
Yeah, she did this like when she was starting off. She wanted to practice doing color.
Oh, then that shit is
so color. She did it for free.
Oh, that's
but
like a momentum. What you call that shit?
I got a ticket on the way. I got a speeding ticket on the way there.
What does it say?
You doing 80 and a 60 because you ain't got the pussy in a minute?
I was doing 50 and a 25.
You doing 80 and a 60.
I was doing 50 and a 25. And I don't know
that
how.
I ain't had that pussy in a minute. I'm doing 65 in the school zone.
No, I was like, I'm doing 80
and a
60.
That's a double ticket.
Because it's the school zone.
It's the school
correct.
Zone.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And if it's a special kid's zone, that's a triple ticket. That's a triplet.
A triple crip.
Anyway,
I almost choked.
What were we talking about? I'm sorry.
We're supposed to be talking about Guardians.
All right, so Guardians is expected to make $250 million thanks to Nick and his betraying ways. So, thank Nick.
I don't think we're ever. Let's just get to the next subject.
When that shit crossed the billion, you can thank Nick.
I don't think we're gonna get there.
That was my last joke. Okay. All right.
So y'all better not get no tickets without Lear ever again.
That's on everybody.
That's on everybody. Listen here, dog. If we watch the movie as a unit.
Don't ever let his girl get a ticket to a movie with another dude.
Oh, shit.
It's going to be like the Dark Knight Rises shit. All
y'all
over
see Scream 2?
Oh, shit.
Dark Knight Rises.
Oh, shit.
Yo, I swear to God.
Is Lear the Dark Knight?
I'm talking about.
Because he's black.
No, Wes, thanks for the save.
Now, I wasn't talking about the movie. I was talking
where
about
is she, nigga?
No.
Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah, so. Guardians is going to be very good this week.
We are 20 minutes in.
Sorry.
Right. Let me talk about Guardians, though.
We will eventually talk eventually. About Guardians.
No, we talked about it. No, I mean, all right. I keep forgetting that.
They're supposed to wrap the storyline up.
Yeah, no, they are wrapping this team up.
This team up and everything like that. So
Everybody said it was like their last time playing certain characters. Like Gamora said that. Of course, Drax said that. I don't know what Peter Quill is going to be doing in the,
I don't know. I'm excited.
I don't know
though.
He even make it out this bitch. So.
Yeah, no, I'm very excited for Guardians. Actually, no, I'm not. I'm not excited, but like I'm here for it. You know what I'm saying? I told you, no expectations this year.
I keep forgetting Adam Warlock is in there, and what are they doing with him? Like
he's supposed to be like kind of like that neutral character, and I think they're gonna build off because you know what James Gunn leaving to go over to DC. He kind of left like Easter eggs from what I'm hearing for like the Marvel homies to pick up. Like, all right, I gifted y'all with these storylines that y'all can branch off and get into and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? To continue like certain characters' storylines and shit. So with Adam Warlock, they said he kind of like a Vision character almost. Like that I just woke up, I came alive, you know what I'm saying? I really don't know what the fuck is going on, but I'm fucking shit up type shit.
No. In the second Guardians, they kind of in the end credit scene when they had like the cocoon, it kind of seemed like he was visionish.
He about to wake up. Yeah. You feel me? Like, and you know,
hopefully, looks like a human.
Just do what I'm told.
Yeah, I hope that
painted gold.
They really get off on this shit though.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping. His eyebrows are so strong in this movie. Still, probably stronger than him. and it throws me off. What?
Nothing.
No, it's
good. I'm just saying.
I know you're just saying.
Just saying. Yeah. I'm excited.
Why are you excited?
Because people are going to die.
So who you got? I was about to get into that. All right, let's do our final predictions. Who you got?
Drax and Rocket.
Okay.
I don't.
Why you got Drax and Rocket?
Well, I just think that one thing with the Guardians, I don't think that they never felt like they was in any real danger. And Rocket is just kind of like automatic. You see it with the posters and everything. And with Drax, he just trashes the film. He always been trashing. He been trashing like.
I thought he's hilarious. You don't like.
No, not trash in the films. He's been trashing like Dave Bautista been trashing like. You know, he wants to do other things. He wants to get out of.
Oh, he don't want to. So,
yeah, but he's not a good actor.
He is. He's getting better, bro. Knock at the Cabin?
No, I didn't. I heard it was mediocre at best.
It was. It's M. Night Shyamalan. And he was decent. He was decent in the Knives Out sequel. I'm not saying he's like John
Knives
Cena.
Knives Out, he was straight.
No, he ain't no John Cena at all.
But I'm pretty sure if he gets with a director and does certain things, like I feel like if he stayed with James Gunn.
Well, he's been trashing James Gunn's movies. So I say he is better than The Rock, though.
You think so?
Yeah, The Rock is kind of just there.
The Rock is just The Rock. And then Drax, I think Bautista has showed that he can be a different character.
He showed some different range.
I think the Drax thing showed his real range, but he was allowed to be ditzy.
I was just talking about this with my coworker. Like, The Rock is like, he's one of those, like, I wouldn't call it like MacGuffin characters, but characters who can't lose. Like, so he doesn't be in situations in movies where you think he's in any danger.
No, he wants himself to be the center of attention.
Exactly. Like, when you get, like, John Cena with Peacemaker, and you get, like, Bautista in some other movies, some other TV shows that Nick don't really like.
You're saying Rock suffers from being the most electrifying man in sports entertainment?
He's what?
The most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
No, that was in sports entertainment?
That's what The Rock said.
When did he say that shit? Did he say that on Black Adam? Because that might be some of the reasons why.
He said it for like 10, 15 years on WWF. I'm the most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
He probably was during that time.
I would say probably was.
No, but that was the Attitude Era, right?
Yeah. So like in movies though, but like he's just so captivating. Like you said, like we know it's The Rock. Like, hey, bro, you're The Rock. Like you don't belong. Damn. I think it was that movie where it was the buildings and shit, and then they locked the building down. Rampage.
I was about to say
not
Landscape?
Rampage. It was another one. No, it was another one. But like not Rampage, Landscape? Even Rampage is like you got this big buff dude. Yeah, you got a big buff dude that was working at a job.
Central
he shouldn't.
Intelligence?
No, not Central Intelligence.
I like that one actually.
Central Intelligence straight, but it's like this big buff dude. And I'm supposed to believe that you normal, bro. Like you work at T-Mobile. You don't work at T-Mobile,
is,
dog.
That is,
like, you know what I'm saying? You got right in the action mode. Like I never believe you.
He's just the meat guy at Kroger.
Yeah, bro. And now he's just a badass. Like at least with like Denzel, like he like a normal guy.
But I feel like that's what wrestlers
Equalizer 3.
When what they like are drawn into, like when John Cena first started, he did like 12 rounds and shit. That's just all he did was action movies.
But
when Bautista first started, he did
action movies. But
those
Cena,
niggas, they grew up out of those.
Yeah, I was about to say, The Rock is still doing it.
Yeah,
no,
he's
but
still
Rock,
doing that.
But no, Rock, like no, but Rock was better. No, I think because once he became a famous actor, that's when it started. Because back in the day, he was doing Be Cool, and we believed him as that bodyguard, Walking Tall. What was the other flick still where he's just like
Tooth
a
Fairy.
Not Tooth Fairy. I think Be Cool would be like
the
greatest
Tooth
one.
Tooth Fairy was a different role.
It was
like Get Shorty. That wasn't Get Shorty. That's the prequel to Be Cool.
Yeah, but in those movies, you believe that The Rock could be this war veteran that comes home and then does the shit.
Guard.
Yeah, you feel me? And then all of that. So like those roles were believable. And now when he then became this massive star.
You're still doing those roles.
No, he's not. No, because in Be Cool, he wasn't an action star. He was just a fucking side character. Or even in what's the movie? Peacock. Gridiron Gang too, but I'm a peacock, yeah, let me fly. Will Ferrell.
He was an action hero.
But not really, though.
He was able to be a side character.
He didn't have to be the guy.
No, he was.
You know
he was next to Samuel. You got to be the side guy next to Samuel.
They were both the side guy.
Yeah.
Pain and Gain, right?
Yeah.
Pain and Gain was lit.
That's
like,
based off a true story, though.
And he was the side guy. So, like, he had certain roles where he can be in the side guy. So now I think he's just so massive of a person, like he has to be the guy. Like we can't see.
We can see you like that. It's just, do you want to be portrayed like that?
Well, his ego because wants him to be
ego.
Portrayed.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying.
I mean, we all. What?
He was in there for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, but like,
he was,
yeah,
he took his glasses off. Like, yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm marrying you.
Yeah, but look, he is egotistical now because he wanted him to be like the main thing of the DC universe.
Mm-hmm.
And nowhere has Black Adam ever been the main thing of any DC anything. Yeah. Not even his own comic book storyline.
He probably should have took like the Josh Brolin like way of doing it. Like,
bro, they had a Black Adam comic story drop when the movie dropped, and it's really good.
Didn't even
Black Adam wasn't even the main character for like the first like half of it. Other dude gained the powers, and he was pretty sweet. I like him. His name is Bolt now. I don't like that, though. It reminds me of the Dog movie.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking about. Ryan Reynolds is the Dog.
The Rock is just a modern-day Arnold Schwarzenegger, bro.
But can speak English.
But can speak English.
Because he couldn't speak English in the first Terminator movie.
Word?
Yeah.
Damn. You know, I'm sorry.
That's why I just had to I'll be back.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to have to.
Lights out. Lights out, Wes. We got a light out.
I'm going to have to put Arnold over The Rock. Because,
Oh, yeah.
Well, Arnold's movies were had way more depth than what The Rock had.
Yeah, I have
way
to agree
more
with him.
Depth. When you talk about Terminator 2, the stories behind those go.
Yeah.
I mean, Walking Tall is
I get
he came back.
What was the one movie where
Kindergarten Cop?
Yeah.
I agree.
I agree with that.
I think that's a lack of a lack of writing in the roles that he takes.
I think he can get
into that pocket.
It's not lucrative, bro. I mean, when you guarantee, Rock is just guaranteed purchase to make over, I'll even say 200 mil. Every movie that he's in is going to make over that much money now.
Or he should just take the Sylvester Stallone approach. Like, make his own shit. Just make your own shit, bro. Like, just do
it. I mean, you got to have that talent. I think he even passed, but you gotta have that range.
That motherfucker wrote Rocky while he was homeless.
He wrote it?
Yeah.
Oh, see,
he wrote it, and
he
sold his dog.
Yeah.
And then he sold the script, and he sold his dog. I forget why he sold his dog for some odd reason, but he sold the script. They bought it, but he said that he had to be the main character in the movie.
Uh-huh.
So they're like, "Yeah, that's fine. You wrote that bitch anyway."
Obviously.
And then after the movie fucking blew up, he went and bought his dog back and had that motherfucker ever since.
Oh, so that's probably why.
But he wrote that bitch while he was homeless.
That's why.
Hold on, let me tell you
something. Here we go.
Shook
Mike is back.
Inaccuracies in that recanting. They didn't want him to be the main actor.
Yes, I know.
They fought. You said, yeah. They said that.
Yeah, I mean, they let him after.
They gave him money. They gave him points. So he didn't get paid for that movie.
He didn't?
He got points.
Damn.
Like, so he got.
But they had Rocky 2.
And then when Rocky 1 first came out originally, like, it didn't do shit. It was like a dud. And then eventually, I think, like, it became a cult classic, like, a month. That's the same story like Scarface. That they both came out, it was a dud. And then, like, I think, like, a month later, that bitch just.
A lot of movies when they came out are duds.
Oh, where? The
shit don't stay.
I liked it when it first came out.
Yeah.
Tommy Boy, when it first came out, was a flop.
And then
Tommy Boy with Chris Farley, and that triggered his depression and all that. And then Time Magazine named it one of the top 5 funniest movies of all time. So
that's why you don't listen to fucking critics.
No, don't. Don't ever.
Mm-hmm.
So
in the podcast.
It's crazy. So the movies that are flopping right now are going to be fucking huge in 5 years.
Depends on what the fuck movie it is.
You say Black Adam? No. That one might not be.
Black Adam was mid at best.
No, it wasn't bad. It actually wasn't bad.
I like Man of Steel more, but I like that movie. Like, it's
Man of Steel was really good, but I have the same complaint as everybody else with that movie.
What?
Letting Papa Kent die.
Okay. All right.
That was so dumb.
No. Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing I don't agree with about
Kevin
that whole
Costner
movie.
Kevin Costner didn't want to be in the movie no more.
Like, killing Zod was fine. I was fucked. Yeah, kill that motherfucker.
Damn, Zod coming back, too.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Did you guys see that Zack Snyder was talking about how he made Zeus a Kryptonian? He was going to make Zeus a Kryptonian?
He was going to make Wonder Woman.
Yeah, but he was going to make it because Zeus was a Kryptonian, and Ares is the reason the ship crashed, and Zeus and Ares landed and ended up on Earth. And then that's how Wonder Woman came to be. So Wonder Woman was supposed to be a Kryptonian, right? Too.
Is there an iteration of her out there like that?
No.
Well, that'd make sense going super fast and flying and shit.
But
I was like, when the fuck did she start doing this shit?
Well, she could always do that because she's a goddess.
But what happened to the invisible jet?
They put that in the second
1984.
I'm just saying I did not watch.
But in all fairness, she couldn't fly at first, so she had the invisible jet. But Superman couldn't fly at first either. At first, he could just leap high bounds so he could leap over buildings. But they got sick and tired of fucking drawing that, so they just were like, "Oh, you can fly now." So you get sick and tired of drawing her sitting down all fucking day and just there's an invisible jet. It's like, no, dude, just make her fucking fly.
That's
a
touch on that real quick. Pause.
Yeah.
That's the reason why they made Super Saiyans. like everybody Super Saiyan. They was tired of drawing everybody different hair, so they just.
Oh, bro! Speaking of that, I finally watched that Gohan movie.
Which the super Dragon Ball Super Dragon Ball Super superhero?
Yeah.
Oh, so not good.
No, it was on Wes' birthday. That's what made it good. But other than that, if I would have saw that movie on any other day, I wouldn't have went to go see that movie.
I liked it. I liked it.
We went for
upgrade.
You.
No, that's lit. I liked it, the upgrade that Gohan got, but it was just so fast, and it was just like, what? Like the,
it was like
the,
a,
the lack
it was
of story
out
was
of nowhere
crazy.
Moment.
They didn't even explain it.
The animation was corny, dog. Like,
the animation was okay with me.
It looked like a fucking video game.
They didn't explain shit, and then they just went over a huge plot hole where they're like, you could just wish them all gone, and Piccolo's like, nah, we're not doing it that way. And it's like,
we're some of the, we met the sand.
Just fucking do it that way.
We'd rather just fuck the crib up.
We'd rather just risk the planet.
But I did like the Gammas. I did like the Gammas.
Beta 1 and Beta 2?
Beta 1
and 2. I thought it was Gammas.
Oh, Gamma 1. I'm sorry. I'm reading the manga right now. And it's Beta 1 and Beta 2 right now.
Beta Man.
And then Gamma 1 and 2 come out afterwards.
Yeah.
Because they're going a little bit deeper into the backstory, which is garbage. It's trash.
I didn't like Cell. I really didn't like Cell Max.
I thought he was going to absorb the
Gamma. Why do they keep
the
recycling all of the same fucking villains?
Because
their writing sucks.
And we about to get into that right after that. But yeah.
And while we're talking about writing sucking, Naruto was actually not originally supposed to be about ninjas. But the artist and writer hated drawing the goggles that he had in episode 1, so he just turned it into a headband.
So that's why. Oh, so
it was
actually
he had goggles in the first episode, but he hated the fact that he had to draw those. It was supposed to be about like magic. That's why the ninjutsus and shit like that. But then he was like, "Fuck that, ninja headbands," and then just made everybody ninjas. So yeah,
those are interesting.
Fun fact: you can learn that stuff in the manga if you like. Get the manga; they give you like little
I'm
fun
not
facts.
Get no Naruto.
The My Hero mangas.
I'm gonna tell you right now,
that's fine. I'll let you borrow mine.
No, but yeah, to the people out there that want to get a Naruto manga, please.
Well, not just Naruto, but My Hero. The writer explains all of the characters and how he came up with them after each chapter.
I want to see that because My Hero characters are like very unique.
Yeah, he explains all of them. It's fucking great.
Is My Hero still going on, bro?
Yeah.
I thought it was about to end.
That's crazy. That's like one of the top animes. We really gonna be. We should watch that. Huh?
I read it.
No.
You read it?
It's good. I'm only on season four.
It's just like we anime comic books. All types of flashy.
Yeah, it's getting.
We just got to keep up.
We talk about a lot of movies.
Jujutsu Kaisen's about to end in the manga.
We do. We get our movie. We like a movie pod almost. You said Jujutsu Kaisen about to drop again?
Yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen's about to end.
Oh, it's about to end? Is it already airing again?
No, I'm talking about the manga.
Oh, the manga. Oh, they about to wrap that bitch up?
Yep. It's supposed to wrap this year, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So Demon Slayer, the new season 3 just came out.
Oh, yeah, I did.
And that's been really good. Mike's been loving that. He's been watching it.
Okay.
Animation on that is absolutely stunning, per usual.
No, I'm waiting.
It's just really good.
You ready to put Gundam up there?
Yeah. Okay. It only took 5 episodes.
Oh, you just started?
It only took 5
episodes.
But what was the scene?
I always
watch the first episode. I just remember that by heart. But yeah. I think it was the second or third when Death Sight first came in.
Duo,
he went underwater.
Oh, yeah, Duo,
see,
dog, yeah.
Heroes Gundam and everything. And the girl. What was her name? Rolania?
Yeah.
Rolina.
She was so horny for Hero. He was literally shot at her. And she like.
He ain't for the hoes.
No, it was. The show is so dramatic.
Bro.
But it's so
he only 15.
Yeah.
Bro, tighten that bitch, bro. Like, she invited us to the party in front of everybody.
Everybody.
And wait,
she don't care. That
rip that bitch up, dog. Bro. He like, all right. I'm going to kill you, bitch.
Yeah.
He don't care about nothing.
That is the greatest scene in anime history. I don't give a fuck about nobody. Fuck all the fight scenes. That man, she invited him to her birthday party in front of the whole school.
Bro.
Oh, yeah,
he
that
ripped
is.
That bitch up. Flicked her tear.
Flicked that bitch.
Looked at her.
Look, baby, don't cry. Listen here, though.
Looked at her and said, I'll kill you. And then just kept it moving. What?
Yeah. And she kept trying to get his ass, too.
Bro. Yeah. She didn't give up.
That
she
shit.
Didn't give up.
Here, but that baby. Shit is mad dramatic. Bro. I mean, the way he even fell into
off
the water.
Bro, yeah, when he fell on the dramatic. Rocks and shit, dog, right, and just you like,
he fell.
Mission complete.
Bro, wait till this shit turns.
He be trying to blow his Gundam up, bro. He be trying to blow his Gundam up every episode.
Every episode.
We got to self-destruct.
Yo, we winning. We winning. They're retreating. We got gotta self. They're not getting this. We gotta self destruct.
Dog.
Fucking blow it up.
Told you, bro.
And then
like,
Troa does.
Troa does. He does it. He get his shit off, bro.
You to watch that. That
dog,
show.
Then you gotta watch
you,
the
bro.
Movie Endless Waltz too.
Endless Waltz. Endless Waltz. Crazy, so bro.
I haven't seen that since it was on Toonami, but. I was going to Crunchyroll again. I wanted to watch G Gundam before I watched Gundam.
So
one.
Good.
But I wanted to. Gundam is kind of like that background show I kind of want to watch. But when it's sub, you know, I got to pay attention. Mm-hmm. So I kind of want, you know, I was on my Switch and I wanted to watch something in the background. That's why I put on fucking Gundam Wing. But if I can find G Gundam dubbed.
Bro. Watch Gundam so Orphan. Good. Watch Gundam. I've been telling y'all this shit. Watch Gundam Orphan, bro. As soon as you get done with that shit, it's gonna be nuts.
And
like,
that Witch.
I don't think there's any bad Gundam show.
No, that Witch of Mercury that came out last year that I was talking about was over there. That show is really good. So Gundam is.
I told you, like it's Gundam top five.
And
like,
I still never know
bro.
What it's about.
And like all the different stories got their own thing.
Yo,
but
like
it's still,
they in colonies.
Like you said, it's colonies and shit. I think it's like
the
basically.
Federation.
I think it's the story of the Europeans and the USA.
Yeah,
I
just the thing is like I just like. It's so political, and as a kid, when you're watching it, it's so political. You're like, I don't fucking care.
No,
like,
I don't care, bro. Sell me these toys. That's all it is.
Put them bro. Bitches together, bro. Put them bitches together.
They had the boys where you put them together, then they had the boys where they already put together you play with.
I need the ones that are already put together because I can't put them together.
Yeah. Yo, my granddad used to take motherfucking Toys R Us, and he always used to say, don't open that shit in the car because it comes with like 30 parts, and you're going to lose the sword. As soon as you open that bitch, you be like, yo, where your sword at? Why he got a fork in his hand? Why he got a toothpick in his hand? Yo, I opened the toy in the car.
Don't do it then.
Nah, I was excited. I want to see that.
Motherfucker still be opening his shit in the car on the way home.
Hell yeah.
From the Comic Con?
Death site.
Yo, I think I lost something.
You going to have your lady drive while you open that bitch?
Yeah, exactly.
So you see what I'm saying? New pickup for the day, baby. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You getting Death site?
Yeah.
That'd be lit.
Yeah. So dope.
At the con?
Sandrock? I'm getting Sandrock. Yeah. Sandrock's my favorite.
Sandrock was
Death
hard.
Sight, no.
Death Sight was that's the one with the fucking scythe. Axe thing.
The scythe?
Scythe, that's what it's called.
Giant scythe, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I like the dragon one. My dog Lou, what was dog? What's his name?
I never remember.
Shame. I can't remember, but that the dragon one, his fucking arm turned to a fucking thing.
Yeah, and it would extend.
Yeah, but you extend up clip, bro. Nah, I like him because he, Luffy or some shit like that?
Yeah.
Or Wing Fae or something like that. But yeah, nah, he would all the dumb shit. So
but
like
yeah,
him,
that shit is mad dramatic. Like, not even just that show, but a lot of 90s anime is mad, just like over dramatic.
Yeah, because it was good writing.
It was yeah, so dog. Like,
good.
Bro,
yeah,
when,
good writing.
Like, Trigun. You about to have me watch that shit. Trigun.
Trigun. Like, when he died in the church with, like, the cross on him?
Are you talking about.
As a kid, I still, like, vividly remember that.
You talking about Nicholas D. Wolfwood?
Wasn't that.
In Trigun?
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that shit broke my heart.
Bro, I, like, vaguely remember like
that shit broke my heart,
but like you remember like with Cowboy Bebop, I remember certain scenes. Like the ending of that shit was probably the best shit I seen. Like seeing that as a kid,
Cowboy Bebop, it was dark on some Toonami shit, because it was late at night too, dog.
Yo,
so you watching this shit like at what midnight as a kid?
Space Ghost, Coast to Coast, come on, dog.
Yeah, this shit is turned, dog. Space Ghost is my shit, bro. Space Ghost.
There's no look. 90s anime is probably. Top tier best because they actually had to focus on the writing. Like that writing had to be good.
Oh yeah.
And then now they're just like, oh, it's fucking colorful.
Well, like, that's why you know it's all right. I mean, nowadays anything is kind of acceptable nowadays. But like back then, you had to kind of depend on the writing.
Yeah.
Like you can't
just
be
exactly.
Like, oh well, they're fighting. All right.
That's why I liked it. Case Closed and Lupin the Third, bro, because both of those were like. The writing was ill. You got different stories. Each one, like one is a heist, the other one is a fucking cold case and shit like that, bro. And like, it's no action. It's no none of that. I mean, it's a little bit, but for the most part, it's
the
writing, bro.
A little bit of action.
Yeah,
but in Case Closed, I loved it because it was just a murder mystery every episode. And it was fun to kind of dive like that as a kid. I didn't want to watch Law and Order.
No.
But that was as a kid, that was my Law and Order.
I mean, that's kind of what drew me into, even though I really don't really like this anime like that, but I like, the writing in it, like Big O was like that.
Big O was solid, but it was straight though.
I didn't like the mech scenes. I like the scenes when they he was trying to solve because he was like a detective.
Yeah, he was like Batman, but like
Gundam
Batman.
Yeah, like great value.
Like, you don't. I'm like, you don't need a mech. He like because it would come in like the last
that one that is just never was good. There was one I used to watch that I don't know is like S. Cryed. I don't know if that's how you pronounce it, but it was spelled S space cry space.
I think I know exactly what you're talking about. I know exactly
and like they had like enhancements on their body and shit like that. I only like I vaguely remember watching that And then there was an older one, like it was like 80s, called Samurai Deeper Kyo, which was really good. It was about a guy, and he was known for defeating 1,000 people at once.
Oh, shit.
And then he got killed, but his soul got trapped in someone else's body, and he could take over whenever he wanted. That shit was lit, too.
That sounds familiar. Bro,
it's good.
You remember Ninja Scroll?
Yeah.
My uncle turned me on to that shit. I was like 11 or 12. He's like, man, you got to sit down with this shit, nephew.
Shit was violent.
I think that's dog violent
shit
as fuck.
Was violent.
Bro, he had a girl upside down with the titty out and shit. I'm like, what am I watching? This shit is crazy,
nah,
bro.
You remind me of Berserk.
Nah, that shit was crazy, bro. That shit was nuts, dog. So yeah, Ninja Scroll, the 90s is undefeated, man. Like,
yeah.
I think they was the golden age of 90s, anime, bro.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, now,
I hope they spin
the block, bro.
That writing had to be on point. And like what Nick said, like today's writing is just like,
it is what it is. They rely
on different things now.
Yeah.
The CGI, man.
Like I say all the time, and I'm reading it still, but, you know, Chainsaw Man, it's good. It's not bad. But, like, if you put it up next to some of the greats from the 90s, it ain't holding a candle. Like, that motherfucker burning out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you put it up to One Piece, you know, the greatest anime to ever be existed.
Since 2022.
He said that.
It came out in 1998, I think.
You discovered in 2022.
Bandwagon warrior, Sam. No.
Leave me alone. Like, you know how hard it is to get into that?
You know how hard it is to be a bandwagon fan?
You know how hard it is to psych yourself up and be like, all right, I'm about to read 1,081
I didn't tell
chapters.
You to do that. I didn't tell you to do that.
I know I did it.
I just told you to do that.
Look, I've been trying. Look, okay. I've been trying to watch One Piece for a really long time.
You don't have to
Look, I do, because I was in the 200s episode-wise when I started watching. Mm. And I started watching in 2018. Mm. I was in the 200s, but I was like, fuck, this is taking a while. And then I was like, well, let me take a break.
How long is each episode?
30 minutes.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's why I decided. So look, I was like, I was at work, and at my job at the time, we were really slow, so we had a lot of days where we weren't really doing shit. So I was like, well, let me just read One Piece. Mm. I was like, that'll fill up the days, and I could read a lot faster than I can watch a fucking episode.
Because
in 30 minutes, I'll read like 4 or 5 chapters in 30 minutes. So that's like 4 or 5 episodes. So I'm just like, fuck it. I'm just powering through them bitches. Get home, get in bed, just read them bitches. And so, you know, I caught up finally. It was a good time. I'm glad I finally did, because One Piece is for life. You know, I'll kill myself for that. You know what I'm saying? Bon Clay's my guy. Hey, number two, that's my guy.
So the writing is good.
The writing is, they cover racism, slavery, sexism, classism. They cover...
Is it a love story?
Greed. They cover corruption. One of the villains said, justice only depends on who's in charge. He goes, it don't matter whether you're good or evil.
Drop the mic.
He got me turned.
Oh, he did drop the mic, because then he ended up cutting people up.
Oh, damn. Okay.
So, yeah. But he said, it don't, like, to you, this isn't justice, but to the people in charge, this is justice. So it only depends on who's in charge at
the
time.
So they need to.
Like, that shit, bro, they be fucking it up.
It sounds like they need to give a raise to the writers.
It's only one dude writing. He's been writing.
It's only
it.
One dude?
It's only one dude writing. He's been writing it since it started.
Oh, shit.
But it's the only thing he's been working on.
And
it's fucking phenomenal. Mm. But he covers everything, bro. There's so many moments where you're just like, this is so fucking good.
Mm.
Like with Bon Clay during the prison breakout, like that shit was just, oof, emotional.
Mm.
You know, Ace at the war, what happens with him. Luffy, when he finds out there's this slave owner and he's trying to buy a mermaid, and the mermaid is his friend, and the dudes are called Celestial Dragons, and they're like the top of the top. You're not supposed to touch them. They're like presidents. And he walk up to my mans, he don't say a word. He just rock his shit right the fuck out.
Rock him to sleep.
And it's like, yo, it's moments like that where you're like, all right, bet. I fuck with you heavy.
I'm here for it.
I fuck with you heavy. Like when Luffy came back after the 2-year gap, and we ain't really know his power scale yet, and then 100,000 people showed up, and he knocked out 50,000 by looking at them. I was like, damn.
That shit a little extreme, my boy. I ain't going to cap.
That's called the Conqueror's Hockey.
The
okay?
Conqueror's.
Yeah, it's Conqueror's Hockey.
50,000?
You got, there's 3 different hockeys.
I thought he said hunky.
No.
I'm like, what?
No.
I thought he said Conqueror's.
There's
hunky.
Not a lot of white people in the show.
That's fair.
There's some, but it's not a lot. I think Sanji might be white. He might be like French or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, there's hockey. There's 3 different kinds. And there's, it's just so much. You got to. if you got the Conqueror's hockey, like it's like when you have an aura and your aura is too strong, so people pass
out. Oh, yeah,
out.
I know that. That's me.
No, the fuck it ain't, because I'm still alive.
Are you? Or is this all a fever dream?
We'll find out next episode.
Next episode on Bebop Z.
But, yeah, no, anyway, no, nah, man, we could talk about One Piece all day. I don't care Bebop if y'all even
see, well, before, I love One Piece. Before we left or leave anything, I wanted to talk about what's going on in Hollywood real quick.
Hollywood.
It's the strike.
What's going on with Hollywood?
They're on strike right now. They're on
pause. It's another writer's strike?
It's another writer's strike. I think the last one was like
2007. It's over, bro. Yeah. I didn't know that. When that happened?
15 years ago.
It just happened.
It just like last week.
Last night. The strike started last night.
Yeah.
I mean, at least we got some shit in the tuck, but this shit was terrible. We got Transformers. Remember those movies? Yeah. The writer's strike ones?
Oh, yeah, I remember that shit.
Are you talking about the Michael Bay ones?
Yeah, like...
Nope, it was the one with... It was Michael Bay, but it was the Age of Extinction, I think.
Didn't they delay it?
No, they dropped that bitch in the middle of the... Bro.
I don't remember.
It was Tyrese was in it.
I didn't...
No, but that's all of them.
But he was like in it. Let me see.
But no, yeah, the writer's strike is just like, well, obviously it's over them, the writers not getting paid. All these shows and all these shows winning these awards and everything, and these people aren't getting paid.
Yeah, no.
They're minimum wage.
Transformers too.
Yeah, they're getting paid shit.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And then aren't they talking about AI writing scripts and shit like
that? Yeah, but like, that's another
story. Revenge of the Fallen was crap.
That AI obituary is fucking hilarious.
Yo, if I was the father of that one.
Somebody AI'd an obituary?
Yo, there's an AI generated obituary.
Who the fuck did that?
It's the funniest fucking thing ever, bro.
Oh, shit.
Listen to this.
Oh, I got it already. Sorry. This is an obituary written by an AI who read a bunch of different obituaries.
Should I play some music?
No.
Can we play like Arms of Angels?
Yes.
Wes will put it on. No, Wes will put it on.
Put it on.
All right. So
it was, in post.
Y'all ready?
You can't put in music.
Brenda Tent retired from living at the age of old. Surrounded by family and natural causes. A librarian from birth. Brenda was an avid collector of dust. She had a sweetheart and married her high school.
Wait. I forgot about that line.
She loved having hobbies and helping her sons to be disadvantaged youths. She had no horses, but thought she did. The church gave her a choir because she sang like a bird. The church gave her a choir because she sang like a bird and looked like a bird, and Brenda was a bird. She owed us so many poems.
She a debt to the school.
The funeral will be held in 1977 at heaven. In lieu of flowers, send Brenda more life.
Yo, he over there crying. Yo, rest in peace, Brenda.
Rest in peace, Brenda. You know
send
saying?
Him more life. Oh,
God. Yeah.
I fucking love that shit, bro.
More life.
More life to Brenda.
In lieu of flowers, just send her more life.
Shout out to Brenda. Shout out to X.
Yeah. If we have better writers, we'll write you a better obituary.
Huh? Oh, I think I seen that. I seen that, but I ain't listen to it. Is it good? Is it straight? Oh, that's fucked up.
I mean, it is what it is. What are you gonna do?
Pay your writers.
Pay the writers.
Pay the writers.
Because you're gonna get that shit.
You're gonna get.
Yeah. And they gonna push back. Yo, honestly, like a lot of movies are
Blade gonna
back.
Get pushed back again.
They've been.
I don't even want to watch that shit no more. Though.
Oh yeah.
I told you I've been off of Blade, bro. Like why?
I was gonna.
What happened to Kraven the Hunter? I don't want to watch that no more.
Yo, Kraven Hunter is the trailer. We got to watch the trailer. The trailer drops coming. Soon.
Yeah, we were just talking about
it. But do you really?
No, I don't really want to see it.
You
know
I mean, are you asking me on the pod or are you asking me do I really want to see it?
But my man's from Bullet Train is playing Kraven. But my man's from Bullet Train is playing Kraven.
Yeah, and I do like Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, dog. He.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hope he. But, you know. Sony.
Out of my dick.
Sony.
Yo, see?
It's a catheter.
See, we had a better writer.
I thought we would write that out. This is actually one of my favorite episodes, man.
Thank you.
I'm the AI.
This is. Are you?
I'm like Allen Iverson.
Yo.
What?
It's a full circle. Nick Post Malone. Nick Post Malone.
how I'm looking.
Yes.
Healthy?
I mean, yes. I'll buy a CD from you.
I'll write all the music. All
right.
What?
Anyway, that was everything I had. I wanted to talk about the writer's strike because, you know, that's some fucked
they
up
need to
shit.
Get paid, yeah, man. Because, like, they give you the content that you out here talking about. You're the reason people are watching. Pay them motherfuckers.
Pay young.
These people, yeah, no, you're right.
Get paid.
These people write that, what's the late night shows and everything? Like, imagine,
yeah,
like, writing
get your
on
bag,
that.
Bro.
Like, and every night you have to.
The Rick and Morty homies, like, the Rick and Morty homies jumping over to Marvel doing their thing. It's a lot of homies that, that should get the bag and shit. But the last writer strike was terrible, so I hope that they reconvene this, because, like, I feel like movies and cinema and just the media was heading into a great direction.
Well, honestly, I think that writers,
I think that's why,
like,
they probably like, fuck y'all.
Writers are the focal point of y'all shows. Like, the reason that y'all like, I don't know, what's the Wednesday girl's name? Jenna Ortega? Because somebody wrote her that way. Somebody wrote,
like,
somebody wrote X. Somebody wrote Wednesday.
Shout out to the creators, bro. Yeah. And pay the creators, bro.
Pay,
like, cause
the
they, like, it comes out of
with your friends.
Yeah, man, with your friends. Without, you know, rows of hoes.
I will see movies with who I want to see.
Yeah, I.
But no, I can't. That's your lady. I'm not calling her a hoe. It's the term. It's the knowledge.
We know the term.
Yeah,
nobody's upset with you.
I'm just,
we know the term.
I want to make sure.
Well,
like,
I mean, Jaleer might have used it.
No, I'm upset about something else. I'm just looking at you. I'm completely fine with you.
He said with you.
I'm completely fine with this half of the room. Right?
That seems a little.
It's cool, man.
I was about to say, add West to your triangle, because otherwise it just doesn't look good. Looks like you're getting racist.
Well, I just told you all my engineers are white. All my Purdue. Well,
and yet,
not
they're
engineers.
Not here.
I have black friends.
I have white engineers.
Y'all can't race shame me.
I have white engineers.
I'm 30 years old. Y'all can't race shame me.
What happened to Mel Gibson at 30?
Yo, yeah, you know, I don't know. Did he grow a mullet or some shit?
No, he told her to go fuck on him.
That was when he was 30.
Oh,
he about to repeat. Yo, I low-key think we are the biggest Mel Gibson fans, because I never hear anybody else talk about Mel Gibson more than us.
He's got good movies.
Yeah, yep, and memorable lines, apparently.
Yes. That was.
That was AI generated.
He dropped the mic. Yo, AI. That wasn't me. It was AI. Yo,
it was AI generated.
That's the noob. I ain't even going to say it, because it's gonna mess up the code. Mm-hmm. I'll say it off mic.
Okay. Yeah. Deal.
All right.
Good idea.
Good pod, bro. Fuck it. I ain't even going to give you the chance. Nick, Nick, be a thing. No.
See you, Space Cowboys, later.
Yep. Thank you. Yep. We done. We out.